my name's Emma. I'm interviewing you on behalf of the Wellcome Trust and my letter. It's the 21st of September 2009 and it's 3:16 a.m. Can I please ask you for your full name, date of birth and where you come from?
Yeah, my name's Kate Davis and I was born on 6th of January 1983 and I'm from London.
How do you feel, Kate?
Really tired, yep, but apart from that, quite happy, yep.
How did you hear about the project?
I think I actually heard about it on the Artichoke mailing list, because I'm on the Artichoke mailing list, and then obviously it was everywhere in the press, so I thought I'd sign up, just for fun. Yeah.
What made you want to take part?
I don't know, I just thought it was quite a sweet project, and I just thought it would be quite a fun thing to do, and something to tell my grandchildren about. And I thought I'd do, I'm a burlesque performer, part-time kind of thing, so I thought I'd do sort of a burlesque show, but now quite a lot of people have done that anyway and it's 4 a.m. and I couldn't be bothered, so yeah.
What are you going to do up there?
I'm going to sleep. I'm having a sleepover, so I'm in my pyjamas and I've got my sleeping bag and my soft toy and I'm gonna sleep if I feel tired or just write a bit in my diary, read a bit of a book. Yeah, basically nothing very interesting.
Tell me about the burlesque.
I started doing it about 2 years ago. I went to a cabaret workshop at the Battersea Arts Centre and I kind of was quite interested in like the 40s and 50s and stuff anyway. Me and my friend put on a show at the end of it and someone liked it and kind of invited us to do it somewhere else. And then yeah, I just kept doing it and my friend quit because she didn't like taking her clothes off in public, which is a bit of a hindrance if you want to be a burlesque dancer. But I really enjoyed it, so I've been doing it since then. But I've recently got a bit tired of it, so I'm tapering off a bit now. So yeah.
What did you get out of doing that?
I found it when I first started doing it. I found it really liberating, like surprisingly liberating. It made me feel really good about myself. Like I felt really amazing about my body, which isn't necessarily something you'd expect if you're basically taking your clothes off. It was really a big adrenaline rush and it was really kind of joyful. Like if you watch good burlesque, I find it really, yeah, really like really intensely joyful, funny experience if it's good, and if it's bad, it's like awful. But I just really enjoy it. And it's quite a kind of, most of the people who enjoy it are women, which I quite like as well. It doesn't feel sleazy. Yeah, and I do narrative burlesque. I do, like, it's always based on a story or something. Like, my first one was from based on the importance of being earnest. Like, there's a scene in that we kind of acted out with stripping, and so it's just quite a fun, creative thing to do.
What do you do for
a living? I write non-fiction children's books as my day job. It's quite fun.
How did you get into that?
I did English at university and I thought I wanted to be a fiction editor and couldn't get a job because there aren't any jobs. Eventually I got a job as an editorial assistant at this children's book publisher, but it turned out that it's called Usborne Publishing and they don't buy books from people in the, most publishers commission books, but we write them ourselves. So yeah, so I kind of got promoted to be a writer and that's what I do now. Yeah, so it's really nice, but it's a bit like writing essays at university. It's quite a lot of like guilt, you know, where you're supposed to be doing it and then you're like, oh god, I haven't done my book yet. But it's a really nice job.
What do you write about?
I write about everything, well, most things, from kind of sort of, I've written a picture book about the ancient Egyptians and just finished a really nightmarish physics book, which is kind of like a fun physics book, but it wasn't really. And now I'm doing, I did an art sticker book with the National Gallery. They sell my books, quite exciting. That was fun. And now I'm doing Kings and Queens book. So everything, like all subjects for all ages of kids, basically. Yeah.
What's the process like for writing a book?
We can suggest ideas to the company. We can say, I think we should really do a book about cheerleading, for instance, at the moment. I think it'd be brilliant, but they're not buying my idea. So we can suggest ideas and they might decide to do them or not. And then they kind of say, who wants to write this book about kings and queens? And I'll say, yes, I want to write the book. So they tell you kind of, they basically say, this is how long we think it should be. And this is kind of the age group it's for. And then we go away and so I'll plan it. I'll write a book plan and sort of say, this is what I think should be on this page, blah, blah, blah. And then I show it to my my editor and she'll say yes or no, or like my Kings and Queens book, I wanted to do it in themes like Mad Kings and, you know, like love affairs and stuff. And they wanted it to do chronologically, so they can kind of change your idea. And then you go, then I go away and do a lot of research. And try to find an expert, like someone, I just find someone off the internet usually, someone from a university or something, who knows about the subject, to check me, because, you know, can't really rely on my research. And then I write each spread and I try and get the tone right and stuff, and I have an editor and she checks it. And then, yeah, that's how I do it really. So it's quite a lot of like trying to motivate yourself to do work. There's not really anyone checking up on you that much, but it's nice to do have a variety of writing, different kinds of ages and stuff like that.
Where do you work on a day-to-day basis?
I work in Clerkenwell so it's East Central London, in an office.
What drew you into studying English in the first place?
I've always liked writing, I think, actually, that's probably what it was. I've always enjoyed writing and reading, like, I love, especially kids' books, love kids' books from, you know, when I was a child, strange. So basically I like reading and writing, so kind of, and also I was really bad at science, so it seemed like the obvious choice to me to do English, yeah. Yeah, and I actually quite enjoyed writing essays when I was at school, but not so much at university, yeah.
Do you still read for pleasure?
Yeah, I do. I still read a lot of children's books for pleasure, actually. And yeah, chick lit.
What kind of things do you choose to read?
What am I reading at the moment? Actually, I read a really good book recently called In Search of the Missing Eyelash, which wasn't trashy at all. It was really good. And at the moment I'm reading a book by Stephen King, which is a factual book about how he writes his novels, which is really interesting because I'm trying to write my own novel, so I thought I'd read, because he does quite well, so I thought I'd read his book. But normally I'm really into this series called don't know what it's called, but it's by a woman called Louise Renison, and it's like a kind of, it's one of them's called Angus Thongs and Perfect Snogging, and it's, anyway, it's brilliant, it's really funny, it's a bit like Bridget Jones but it's for children. So yeah, I think children's books are really underrated, as I think often they're really, really, really well written and the characters are brilliant, and actually they're some, I find them often more exciting than adults' books for me. Yeah.
Is there anything you like doing outside of work?
What do I like to do? I used to be a cheerleader, but I've just quit that. I play in an orchestra, which is quite fun, every Sunday night playing in an orchestra, a gay orchestra, because I'm gay. And Sue Perkins is guest conducting us at the moment. It's quite fun. What else do I like to do? I like going out for lunch and hanging out with my friends and stuff like that. Yeah, I like going to, there's a place called the Royal Vauxhall Tavern where they have transvestite bingo. And I like going to that. Yeah.
What instrument do you play in the orchestra?
I play the violin. I'm not great, but it's good enough to play, so yeah.
Why did you choose to play for a gay orchestra?
I joined the orchestra. I've only been out as a lesbian for like a year and 2 years, year and a half, something like that. And when I came out, I didn't really have any, I had lots of gay male friends, but no lesbian friends. And I kind of thought I should make an effort to meet some, basically. So I joined this orchestra because I was like, I play the violin, I can play in the orchestra. There are gay people in the orchestra. So that's why I joined it. And actually, I met my girlfriend there, so it was good. It worked. Yeah, so it was good.
What's your girlfriend called?
Anna.
What's she like?
She's very nice. She's quite funny, and she's, I don't know, she's quite different from me, because in the lesbian community, she's a butch, so she's more kind of boyish and has more masculine traits than I do. And it's quite nice. It's kind of like we're quite contrasting or quite different in lots of ways, but it works, so it's quite nice. Yeah.
What kind of things do you like doing as a couple?
What do we like doing as a couple? Why is that such a hard question to answer? She plays in the orchestra as well, so we do that together. We live in Stoke Newington, like wandering around Stoke Newington, going to secondhand shops. I want to say cooking, but actually, no, we're not very good at that. Because that's how it's going to go, but it's more like we like getting takeaways and watching The X Factor at the moment. That makes it sound really lame. I can't think of anything. Having dinner with friends and stuff like that. Yeah.
Do you live together?
Yes, I'm just moving in now. So yeah, kind of in the process of moving in. But yeah, basically we live together.
What's home life like at the moment?
At the moment it's a bit stressful because Anna's ex-girlfriend has just moved out because she was still sharing a flat with her. So at the moment we're just trying to like do the shift of like get her stuff out, get my stuff in, and we've got two mad cats, one of whom they just won't stop. We've got a new cat and it keeps like the other cat keeps attacking it, and yeah, so at the moment it's a bit stressful, have to say, but I'm sure it will be lovely in a few weeks' time.
What's that Newton like as an area to live in?
It's a really nice area. It's very there isn't a tube, which I think means it's a bit cheaper than other areas of London. It's got a very kind of villagey feel. It's got quite a kind of, yeah, it's got quite a set, so a certain atmosphere that other areas might not have. Maybe it's quite kind of, it's very middle class. It's a bit kind of, or some of it is. It's very kind of like people do yoga and eat health foods and, you know, drink herbal tea. And there are lots of lesbians in St. Newington. It's a very lesbian community, which is quite interesting. Yeah, I think it's really nice. There are lots of, like, there's a street called Church Street with lots of really lovely kind of vintage clothes shops and tea rooms and stuff, and it's a nice place to live.
Where did you grow up?
I grew up in London, in West Hampstead, which is northwest London, kind of near Kilburn, in my parents' house, and they still live there. And my gran, who also still lives there, it's like a one house, but she lives in the flat above. My parents live in the flat below, and she moved in when she was 7, and she's now 92. So we've lived there forever and ever. Which is quite cool, yeah.
What's your parents
doing? My mum works in UCL Library as a person that takes the books. I think it's called a reader services assistant, but she basically gives people books. And my dad is a bus driver.
What kind of childhood did you
have? I had a really fun childhood. I've got one brother. And we had quite a lot of fights. I think we had quite a lot of, it was quite like an argumentative childhood, but it was fun. I had lots of adventures around London and like weird day trips out and stuff. So yeah, a good childhood, quite fun.
What kind of relationship have you got with your brother now?
I'm not that close to my brother. We get on well. I think we're not very similar people, but he's just moved back into my parents' house. Because he's studying to be a jazz trumpeter at the Royal Academy of Music, which is quite cool. We get on really well, but we just don't have that much to say to each other, basically.
Where did the interest in music come from in your family?
I don't know, because my parents, actually, neither of them play instruments. My mum used to play the piano, but not very well. My primary school was really good in West Hampstead. I went to a primary school, and it was a really musical primary school. And there was a violin teacher who came in and taught us, they said, do you want to learn the violin? I said, yes. I was about 8. So I started learning the violin there. And my brother the same, he just started having lessons at primary school and we just both carried on, which is, yeah, why we did it. So it's quite cool.
What's your relationship like with your parents now?
It's very good, actually, probably because I don't live there. It wasn't so good when I lived there. I argue. My mother is she's a hoarder. She likes to keep everything. And so we argue about things like that because there's like so much rubbish in the house. And if I ever wanted to, because I'm moving out, I'm trying to take some wine glasses, which are mine. And she refuses to believe that they're mine. They're hers. So. But apart from that, I have a good relationship with them.
Got any hopes or ambitions for the future?
I do. I want to get married, gay married, if they'll ever let me do that. I still have a partnership, obviously. I'd like to have kids. I've got a really nice job, but it's not really careery, and I'm quite ambitious, and I would like to have a career. And I think I would like to write novels. I think that's what I'd like to do. So I'm trying to do that now. I'm just trying to start writing and see what happens with that. My own stuff rather than the non-fiction stuff that I do. So yeah, hopefully I'll write some really brilliant novels, probably trashy novels to be honest, not like art. Yeah, but I'd quite like to do that and see what happens with it, basically. Yeah.
Have you told anyone that you're going looking?
Yeah, I have. But I only found out last week, so I haven't, because I feel like, actually, you know, if I'd found out months ago, then I'd have made such a massive effort and I'd done something really life world-changing. But obviously, I only had a week, so what could I do? What could I really do? So, but yeah, I told people on Facebook, and loads of people were like, oh, brilliant, yeah, I'll come watch you. And I was like, yeah, it's at 4 a.m. And they were like, yeah, I won't come watch you. So I've only got my girlfriend coming to watch me. Don't mind.
How did she react when you told her you had a place?
She said, I don't know, I think she thought it was typical of me. Like, if anyone's going to do it, I was going to do it because I'm an exhibitionist, I think. Yeah.
Is there anything you'd like to gain from your experience?
On the plinth?
Mm.
I don't know. I don't know. I'm doing something kind of like quite solitary and not very performery, which is a bit unusual for me, actually. I think maybe I'll have a little bit of like thinking time. I was thinking of like live blogging it, but then I figured I couldn't. My laptop's broken, so I couldn't. Anyway, and so I might write. I might do some writing. I might have to take the time to do a bit of writing, you know, for my new novel career, which I'm going to. Obviously, it's going to be amazing really soon. So not particularly, just as an experience, I think it'll be quite interesting. Yeah.
What about people on the ground? Have you thought about what they might be thinking?
I did think about it because I was going to do some burlesque and I thought that would be quite fun, and then I thought it would be really depressing at 4 a.m. to do burlesque because I thought no one's going to be there, or if they are, they're going to be really drunk. Yeah, which is the reason I'm not doing it. And I just thought, and I also, it's quite depressing, the idea of trying to entertain people for an hour and then having them walk away is a bit depressing. So I thought, if I don't try and entertain people, then there's nothing to lose. Yeah, I didn't really want to do a lot of interaction, because it's at 4 a.m. I think if it was in a daytime slot, I'd have done something different, but obviously, I think, wouldn't have gone to sleep. So yeah, I don't know. I mean, they might think it's really boring, but it's kind of, I suppose the point of it is that everyone just does what they want and is just there. So yeah, that's what matters really. That's the nature of the art.
Do you think that the artist's intention to democratise the art with this piece had anything to do with you wanting to take part?
Probably not, to be honest. I mean, kind of. I think it's, and yeah, I think it's really nice. I think it's really nice the freedom that you get to do whatever you want. But I don't know. It's gonna sound like a really silly thing to say, but like I'm really like white middle class, and I kind of feel like it's not that. I'm quite kind of like an art person anyway, you know what I mean? So it's, I don't feel like I'm that unusual or anything. Yeah, so I kind of wish I was more unusual, but anyway.
Follow the arts.
Yeah. Yeah, I do. I haven't been to that many art exhibitions, but I like art and theatre and things like that.
Is there any in particular you follow?
I suppose theatre. I really enjoy going to the theatre. I don't know, just the odd thing that catches my eye, really. I'm not like a real kind of aficionado. And dance, I like dance as well. Yeah. And I really like artichoke stuff, I have to say. Because the Sultan, I've just got to quickly say, the Sultan's Elephant is like life-changing. I wept, it made me cry. I thought it was amazing. I love public art. I really like public art and things that are interactive public art. I think it's brilliant. And I think this project, I love it because I just think it's kind of quite such a kind of like London thing to do. It's really quirky, really nice thing to have going on. Yeah, I just really like that sort of public interactive art stuff.
What do you think about living in
I think it's brilliant. I've never lived anywhere else except for I lived in Chile. Well, I went to Chile for 6 months when I did a gap year, but I've never lived anywhere else, and I don't know if I could really, because I just think it's brilliant to have so much going on, so many options of things to do, and it can be a bit hectic sometimes, and public transport's a bit stressful, and probably I feel a bit more pressured to do brilliantly than I might if I live somewhere else. I think it's quite a lot of pressure and like intenseness in London, but I think it's a really exciting place to live.
Have you got anything else you'd like to add?
No. Not really.
Well done. Good luck out there.
Thank you.